A New Era on Wall Street.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. In just a few days, the New York Stock Exchange will become a new beast. Not a bear or a bull, a different animal altogether. The SEC has given the 213-year-old exchange permission to go for-profit and merge with electronic trader Archipelago. The $9 billion deal goes through March 7th. It gives the NYSE almost half the world market in stock trading and helps it better compete with the more tech-savvy NASDAQ. U.S. tech companies are all over Asia now. Not really in communist Vietnam, though, but Intel's breaking ground on a new plant there, and as Elisa Roth reports, others may follow.
Intel will spend $300 million on the new semiconductor facility in Ho Chi Minh City. Chips assembled there will go to manufacturers across Asia, and the final products will be exported around the world. Intel already has several plants in the region, including in Malaysia, the Philippines, and China. Vietnamese officials hope other foreign companies will see Intel's move as a vote of confidence. Tufts University economist David Dappas says it's probably a safe bet.
There are a few investors that are a little bit like anchor stores in a mall. You know, if you can get a big store to come in, then other stores do come in. And Intel is like that, I think.
Intel says it looks at a number of factors when considering where to set up new facilities, including water supply and the education levels of the population. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let the high-definition DVD wars begin. Sony says it will start selling its first Blu-ray DVD players and discs May 23rd. Toshiba unveils its cheaper HD DVDs next month. The first Blu-ray movies will include such classics as Hitch and 50 First Dates. Can hardly wait. Amazon.com can't seem to find enough things to sell. Now it's getting into pricey designer clothing with the purchase of ShopBop.com. Is this a good business move or an impulse buy? Here's Stacey Vanek Smith.
What do Dante and Diesel jeans have in common? You can buy them both on Amazon. It's no secret that Amazon has grown from a virtual bookstore to a site that sells virtually everything. But with ShopBop, the company is now moving into a high-end consumer niche. Analyst Rob Enderle is with tech consulting firm The Enderle Group. He says ShopBop could be the tip of the iceberg.
I do think that this is probably an indicator of them testing the breadth of the brand, focusing on improving the user experience in what is a very customized category. And then once they finally get it, they expect them to move aggressively into other areas that might be similar.
Enderle says if the ShopBop buy goes well, Amazon will likely branch out into more high-end and customized products. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Where haven't the Rolling Stones played a concert? Well, China, for one, but the 200-year-old band will have their first concert in April in Shanghai. The Stones were supposed to play in China 3 years ago, but the gig got canceled due to the outbreak of SARS. Tickets, up to $375 a pop. The Dow finished up 35 points to 11,097. The NASDAQ climbed 20 to 2307. And the S&P 500 was up 4 to 1294. The S&P is at a 4.5-year high. You're listening to Marketplace. Dungeons & Dragons has been around for more than 30 years now, but today the fantasy game with the 20-sided dice finally hits cyberspace. Kurt Nickisch reports.
The epic battle has begun. The battle for market share in internet role-playing games. That's where users log on separately but play together. Tom Nichols is vice president of Turbine, which developed D&D Online. It's modeled after the classic pen and paper game. Nichols hopes the marquee D&D name will put a spell on gamers.
People in our industry joke that other games that are on the market are based on Dungeons & Dragons.
It's a big market, too. The current leader nets $250 million a year. D&D Online wants to conquer that world. It'll cost $15 a month to have your dungeon master in cyberspace. I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging Americans to take action to reduce their risk of heart disease. Medtronic, on the web at Medtronic.com. By Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Reuters, reporting from around the world, every day, every hour, every second. Reuters helps you stay in the know now.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. It's Fat Tuesday, last day of Mardi Gras. Today also marks 6 months since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. None of the city's businesses escaped Katrina unscathed. They lost profits, employees, buildings. Some small companies died altogether. Other businesses survived. Marketplace's John Dimsdale found two of them.
How are you today?
Good. How
are
you doing?
I'm fine.
The customer traffic is brisk at the Terra Nova grocery in the mid-city section of New Orleans. 6 months ago, with Hurricane Katrina looming on the horizon, Karen Terranova and her husband, Benny, left town.
We had it boarded up. We cut off the power at home, and then we came here and cut off the power here. That was the hardest thing my husband ever had to do, because whether you got it or not, you was coming back to a plenty loss.
When they were allowed back into town 3 weeks later, they were relieved to find only a few inches of water on the floor. But the heat and humidity and lack of electricity had destroyed the merchandise. The grocery reopened December 5th after 2 months of cleanup, and the customers were grateful.
We knew we would kind of be in demand, but I had no clue we would be that much in demand.
Businesses that have been able to get back on their feet have found a ready clientele despite still spotty telephone and electricity service.
You take all your bars and your restaurants and whatnot, yeah, they thrive.
Jack Simoneau has run Mr. Jack's Louisiana Haircutters in the French Quarter for 30 years.
We got back here about 3 weeks after the hurricane and didn't know what to expect, but to our surprise, really, it was a tremendous boost. We've been doing real great. People going to eat. Sooner or later, they're going to get a haircut.
The French Quarter, on high ground, escaped most of the flooding. Even so, storm damage to centuries-old buildings has chased away some of the smaller businesses, according to Mr. Jack's partner, Ernie Trish.
There are some that I know that are not coming back. They've given up. But this area right here is going to shine again. It'll be the first area to do so.
But until employees and local customers have homes and schools to come back to, Mr. Jack figures it'll take more help from the federal government to get New Orleans back on its feet.
But I would think that we will need another $50 billion because the tax base to operate a city is not here. These people got to get paid. Police department has to be. Firemen got to get paid. Where are they going to get the money from?
Not far from the French Quarter, the reconstruction of homes and businesses is underway. But those who've decided to rebuild are fully aware that the next hurricane season is now only 3 months away. In New Orleans, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
For business owners in New Orleans, with access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.